Well, it'd be great if you could keep your Bibles open to Matthew chapter 7. Phil is going to grab that table and bring it up for me. It's good for us as we finish our series on the Sermon on the Mount, the King's Speech. We're doing it all together here for Family Church, but it's always good to have the Bible open in front of us. There's an outline of the talk inside the news sheet. I'm going to lead us in prayer now, so please pray with me as we ask God to help us to understand what Jesus is teaching us today. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. You've gathered us today, and we get to hear your word. And Father, we pray that we would listen to what Jesus is saying, we'd take it to heart, and we would obey, that we would trust and believe and act on his word, and we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we face choices all the time, don't we? All sorts of choices. Little choices like what are we going to have for breakfast, or are we going to have breakfast? What are we going to wear? Big choices. Like, who will I marry? Or how many kids will we have? And where are we going to send them to school? Or should I change jobs? Or when should I retire? We find choices all the time in our lives. And today, as we finish off our series of the King's Speech, Jesus is teaching us about easily the most important choice, the most significant choice we will ever make. Today, Jesus tells us as his followers, we need to choose the right path, follow the right leader, and build on the right foundation. Choose the right path, follow the right leader, build on the right foundation. Because he tells us there are only two paths. One leads to life, the other to destruction. There are two sets of leaders, he says, messengers, teachers. One is a fake and produces bad fruit and will tear the church apart. The other is true and will produce good fruit. And there are two sorts of foundations. One will lead to collapse and come crashing down. The other will stand firm no matter what. Today is about choices. There's really only two ways to live. And so I wanted to start with these two boxes. And kids, I'm just wondering, as you look up here, which of these boxes would you pick? Which would you want to open and see what's inside? Which would you think is the best looking box? Which would you think is your choice? I mean, you've got these options. I wonder if there is a volunteer who wants to come up. Do you want to come on up? And tell us, which box would you pick? Come on up. You'd pick this box. Okay, come on up. Let's have a look inside. It's a pretty good looking box. Chevrons are pretty nice. Let's look inside. Oh, wow. How good is that? There is a used tea bag, an apple core, a milk bottle lid, and some styrofoam. Well done. You chose poorly. Thank you very much. You can take a seat. Looks pretty good on the outside. Inside, it was actually just filled with trash. I don't know why you didn't pick the other one. Does someone want to pick the other one? Do you want to have a go at picking the other box? It's on the. It's not over there. Can you see the other one? Can you see it, Will? Do you want to come and grab it? It's on the stand? Nope. Not there. I missed that. What did he say? He has an iPad. Maybe this was harder than I was ever planning it to be. I've got lots of volunteers. Okay, I think someone's figured it out. Do you want to come up and pick? Do one of you guys want to come up and grab the box? Oh, your hand works better when you grunt at the same time. Okay, you want to come up and have a go? Come on up. Which box are you going to pick? We've already picked this one. You're going to pick the other one? Well done. Well done. That's it, right up the back. Where's the other one? Do you want to have a look inside? There you go. There's a little box of Tic Tacs and $8. So that's a treasure. It's amazing. So here's a little matchbox. There you go. You can take that and go sit down, buddy. Well done. Great work. It's interesting. One of the boxes is big and bright and obvious. It looks kind of fun. And the other was unimpressive, small, and in fact, you didn't even notice it was there. Jesus is saying it's like that with following him. It's like that with the narrow gate that he talks about. Following and trusting him, everyone just ignores it. So verse 13, he says, enter through the narrow gate, the little one. The gate is wide and the road is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many people who go through it. How narrow is the gate, and difficult to find is the road that leads to life, and few find it. Now, in the end, it wasn't that hard to find. It was just over there. But because the other option is just bigger and more obvious, and everyone is looking at that one, it's like that with following Jesus. In our world, it's just everyone says we can do it our own way. And following Jesus doesn't look that amazing sometimes. Everyone's doing their thing and we have to choose his path. But his path leads to life that lasts forever. Doing it our way is wide and easy and everyone's on it. But Jesus says it might look like fun. It might look like it's heaps easier than being a Christian, but it actually goes nowhere and it leads to destruction. It's just empty and filled with rubbish. We have a choice. And Jesus is saying, choose the right path. Choose to follow me. Trust me, no matter what everyone else says or does, because I will give you eternal life and I will love you forever. And so because Jesus says, choose the right path, he then warns us to be careful to follow the right leaders. And so he says, be on your guard against false prophets, false messengers from God, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. That's actually pretty alarming, isn't it? A little scary. Jesus is saying some people will come and they will initially and outwardly look like they are Christians. And they will say they are Christians. They will say they've got a message from God, but inside they're different. They're really wolves. Some people will say they've got a message from God. They'll call themselves teachers. They'll call themselves prophets. Jesus says they're fake. They're fake sheep, just wearing the outward clothing, fake messengers. They don't have the truth. We need to be careful of fakes. We hate fake news and fake designer clothes and stuff like that. But how do you tell the difference if they outwardly look the same? Being a Christian is actually not about what you look like on the outside. It's about what's on the inside, isn't it? It's about our heart that trusts in Jesus. So I have another illustration. I'll just get rid of this for the moment. So I have two very nice looking Easter eggs and haven't even asked for it, but I got a lot of volunteers. So two nice looking Easter eggs and they look pretty similar. And so you kind of think that they look the same. Does that mean they must be the same on the inside? They're boxed the same and they're wrapped the same. Well, let's open this one and see this awesome, delicious chocolate egg. You've got to love chocolate eggs at Easter time. Actually, inside, it's an old football. It's a Raiders ball, so that's even worse. Go the Roosters. But inside, it was different. It looked exactly like an Easter egg, didn't it? So what's inside this one is what really matters. So open up this one. Maybe this one's another. Open it up inside. Oh, no, that's what you want, isn't it? And in fact, what's inside really matters, because this one also inside has more little eggs. And just in case you're wondering, it's definitely chocolate, but I knew you were worried. I can assure you it's definitely chocolate. See, they look exactly the same. On the outside, they look exactly the same. One had the wrapping of being an Easter egg, but inside, actually, it was just an old football. Looked like an Easter egg, but actually, it really wasn't. And then the other one looked like an Easter egg, but on the inside, it really was. Jesus saying, we need to be careful to follow the right leaders and listen to the right teachers. Be on guard for people who say they follow Jesus, they look like it, but actually they're fake. And the Bible says that that trust, that inward reality, that heart that believes in Jesus actually produces fruit in our lives. That's why Jesus says in verse 16, you'll recognize them by their fruit. Because he says, are grapes gathered from a thorn bush or figs from a thistle? No, it doesn't work that way. Every good tree produces good fruit. How do you know it's a good tree? Because of the fruit it produces. A good tree can't produce bad fruit. Neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. I mean, you can have two trees in front of you. How do you know what sort of tree they are? Well, by the fruit they produce. Same with leaders. Same with teachers. You need to look at the actions, the love, the teaching, the example they set. And Jesus pushes this even further when he says in verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father. Jesus warning his followers, be careful of fake teachers, fake messengers who say, yeah, Lord, Lord, we love Jesus, but they don't listen to Jesus, they don't love Jesus, they just do it their own way. It doesn't matter how impressive they seem, Jesus says, or how amazing their ministry is or their leadership looks. What matters is, do they have a relationship with Jesus that actually changes who they are, and they love him and they live for him. Verse 22, Jesus says, on the day, that day, the last day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we do amazing things for you? We prophesied in your name and drove out demons in your name, and we did many miracles in your name. And I will announce to them, I never knew you. We weren't friends. We don't have a relationship. You didn't trust me. You had the outward appearance. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. They call him Lord, but they don't actually treat him as their king. They're not inside who they say they are, followers of Jesus. It's like they say to everyone, hey, we love Jesus. We're choosing the narrow gate. We're choosing the path to life. But actually, they're walking in the opposite direction. Their words say one thing, but their actions do another. Be on your guard, says Jesus. And look at what fruit they produce. So Jesus has urged us to choose the right path. He tells us to follow the right leaders. And lastly, Jesus sums up by teaching us to build on the right foundation. Again, he talks about two options. There really is only two ways to live. The world likes to think there's all these different choices, but the Bible says you either live God's way by trusting and following Jesus, or you are living your own way. Jesus says, this is what's going to happen if you live God's way or your own way. So I need to move some tables around, so we need to get that one up here and this one down. Can you grab that? Thank you. So Jesus talks about couple of guys who want to build a house. And he talks about a guy who builds a house on the sand. So I got our expert master builder here, Stuart, and he's chosen the sand. He reckons that's the best bet. We've done it at the ministry center, so we'll see how long that lasts. But so there's one guy who builds his house on the sand, and it's pretty quick and it's pretty easy. So here he is, sitting up on top, pretty happy, and got his construction worker's hat. So Jesus says, yeah, you build your house on the sand. It's quick, it's easy, smooth, and it's fun. The other option is, he says, to build on rock. And so I've got here some bricks that are kind of heavy and kind of a bit harder to work with. A bit more time and effort. Okay. There we go. How about that? And then here's our friend, little friend up there, doing his thing. So Jesus says there's two guys building on sand, building on the rock. He says building on the rock is like you hear my word and then you act on what I say. Building on the sand is like you hear my word and then you just do whatever you want. Oh yeah, we heard Jesus say this, but we're going to do something different. We heard Jesus say he's the only way. We heard Jesus say we need to be forgiven, but we're just going to keep doing our thing. Two houses, two choices. And there they are. They look different, but okay. Jesus says, though, which one will last? Which one is going to last? Because he says the moment something goes a bit tough, the moment there's rain or there's a problem, the moment there's floods or wet carpet and wardens watching, the moment anything goes wrong, then the sand, it just collapses, doesn't it? That doesn't last. When things go wrong, that one doesn't last. Doing it your own way is going to fall apart. Jesus says, you do it my way, you build on the rock, more water is definitely going all over the place. But it's standing. Nothing happens. It's just built on rock. This guy's getting wet, but whatever. His house is good. So that's what Jesus is saying. He says, you build on my words and my teaching. If your life, if you put your life into my hands, says Jesus, if you trust me and say you're going to rest your entire life on what I tell you is true, then you will live forever and nothing will be able to shake you. If you ignore my words, if you ignore what I say, and I'm warning you that judgment is coming, I'm warning you that I'm the only way for you to be saved, if you do it your own way and ignore what I say, it's going to end up in disaster. And Jesus says that because he loves us. He's not saying it because he wants to be mean or nasty. He really wants us to live forever. And that's why Jesus has been saying all the way through the King's speech, you need to choose me to be your king. Choose the right path, the narrow path. It looks difficult, but it leads to life and to eternity with God. Follow the right leaders, the right teachers who will teach you the Bible and won't make it up and they're not faking it. And build your life on the right foundation, on Jesus, on the rock, on his death and resurrection. Because then you'll live forever. So why don't we spend some time praying now to our great God who loves us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. And you sent Jesus to be our King. And thank you that he teaches us the truth. And that as he speaks his word, his amazing word, that we get to know you and we get to know how to live forever. Please help us, Father, to rest on your word. Help us to build our life on the foundation that is Jesus, to choose the right path, to follow the right leaders, and to build on the right foundation. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.